and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with Netanyahu demands occupation, full control of Gaza after military operation. So Benjamin Netanyahu is making it clear to the world what's going to happen after this operation is completed in the Gaza. I know that it's disturbing to the Arab people in the Middle East, for sure. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unveiled his plan for an Israeli-endorsed resettlement of Gaza on Friday, demanding an indefinite military occupation of the territory by the Israeli Defense Force. And the reason is because if the IDF doesn't occupy and isn't the security of Gaza, guess who will move back in? Like casting out demons, you cast out demons, you got to make sure that they don't move back in. And this is what Christ said. So Israel will occupy Gaza when this is completed. The maximalist proposal, which also calls for the local government chosen by Israel and an uninhabited buffer zone around the enclave, was immediately denounced by Palestinian leaders, with representatives of the Palestinian Authority calling it colonialist and racist. Netanyahu's proposal plans aim to perpetuate Israel's occupation of Palestine territories and prevent the resettlement or the establishment of a Palestinian state, said Palestinian Authority spokesman Nabil Abu Redinay, who added the proposal was destined to fail. He says, quote, "If the world wants security and stability in the region, it must end the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories and recognize the independent Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital." Well, there will be no security, no stability within a Palestinian state, which won't happen, because Islam is violent. The terrorists are Islamic Muslim religion. Their religion is Islam. There can never be peace with these people. It is for the last 1,500 years, 1,300 years has been proven. Nextly, I'll continue. However, the United States has failed to prevent Israeli settlement building in the occupied West Bank, which observers say makes the possibility of a Palestinian state in the territory unfeasible. I'm of the conviction, opinion, view, there will never be a Palestinian state within the nation of Israel. There will never be a Palestinian state in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, because there are no Palestinians. They're Arabs. Palestinian was a British term in about 1940s. Palestine didn't exist until the Roman occupation of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, and they just called the region Palestine. There's no such thing as Palestine, no such thing as Palestinians. Meanwhile, the plan is likely also to face criticism from the Biden administration. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has stated opposition to any attempt to reduce the size of the Palestinian territory, and the proposed buffer zone plan would effectively do which that plan would do. Netanyahu has faced opposition from the Biden White House in recent weeks, even as the U.S. president continues to send Israel millions of dollars in military aid. The United States will support Israel. The American people, whether they like it or not, are going to, just like with our tax dollars going to Ukraine, going to terrorist groups, it will also go, our tax dollars will go to Israel. Then, that's in Gaza. When I get back from the break, we're going to talk about Hezbollah. The war now is beginning to, as it continues in Gaza, now the, as in the past 2 months, there has been conflict also in Lebanon. I'll be right back. We'll continue.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844. Oh, and
as the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Doing a lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
Even while we sleep, we will find.
And during the football season, many wives, they tire of the weekend football on Sunday. That's when they go shopping. What I'm trying to say is, I know that people are weary, tired, have had enough of what is happening in the Middle East with Israel, Israel's war with Hamas, with the bombing of the shipping lanes in the Red Sea, with the conflict in Ukraine. But we're watching prophecy being fulfilled, a prophecy in Psalm 83, and the prophecy in Psalm 83 begins with Hamas attacking Israel on October 7th, 2023. It will go from the war begins in Gaza, the will relocate or move north into Lebanon, into also the West Bank, Syria, and the nation of Jordan. Phase two has already begun, meaning Hezbollah. Phase three is going to commence, which will be in Syria. Phase four in the present-day nation of Jordan. And then while these phases are taking place, then there's going to be within Israel a second internal conflict in the West Bank. And Saudi Arabia will get involved. What is happening in Rafah, the city adjacent to the Israeli-Egyptian border, Israel is moving in and taking out the final two battalions, the final four battalions of Hamas. Israel will be successful. Netanyahu and the Israeli army, the IDF, will occupy Gaza and will be security to assure no further terrorists in that coastal area. But now the next war, Hezbollah. Hezbollah is now been given what they call these systems, which are kind of an Iron Dome system that Russia is providing in the border area of between Israel and Lebanon. And over the weekend, Israel from the West Bank launched missiles to take out some of the terrorist facilities, and Russia's Iron Dome capabilities, I forgot what they call it, took out 6 or 8 Israeli missiles. Russia, her focus is south. Israel has been advancing in Ukraine, has been very successful here in the last month in taking great strides in this war in Ukraine. Russia now is going to begin to focus on the Middle East. So Russia, Hezbollah, the terrorist armies of Syria are joining forces against Israel. This is going to escalate even further. But once Israel eliminates the threat, the terrorists in Gaza, Israel will be focused on what is happening to the north. Israel is already indicating Damascus is a major target. And there is a, after the Psalm 83 war is completed, toward the end of that war, Damascus is a prophecy, a soul prophecy just by itself. Amos talks about it. Isaiah talks about how Damascus is going to be flattened forever, never to be occupied again. The brain center and the center of all of the terrorist groups in the region is in Damascus. Well, Damascus is one of the oldest cities in the Middle East. Well, actually in the world. According to Isaiah and Amos, there were other verses too, other prophets that talked about Damascus being destroyed. It hasn't happened yet. It will occur. And when that is completed, Russia with Iran and other nations will make their move into the Middle East. Russia is already preparing. Russia is already supplying these systems to the Hezbollah to stop any Israeli missiles fired from Gaza into, from the West Bank, from northern Israel into Lebanon. The world is focused presently on all of the wars. And while we're focusing on the wars in the Middle East, America is focused on this coming election. Well, I have some friends that I was visiting with last week, and one of the friends asked me if people are going to be disappointed in the near future when Donald Trump loses or is not allowed to continue his campaign for president. Many of the MAGA, pro-Trump people are going to be very disappointed because Donald Trump is not going to win this coming election. Donald Trump won the last election. He just wasn't allowed to be in or continue in office. But the great disappointment is coming. For the Democrats, for the liberals that are in the occult, in secret societies, they are presently, these leaders, these powerful people, have control over this country. This country is in their control. And they are going to do everything possible, and they are doing everything possible to make sure that Donald Trump, he loses the air under his wings, and it's going to happen. So you might say there's going to be a great vacuum here in the future. When Donald Trump loses this or when Donald Trump is no longer in the race, it will be the end of what we know as the conservative Republican network voting bloc. There will still be, for a while longer, what we call a Rhino Republican Party, but just for a short time. Eventually, the Rhino Republican Party will either meld into the hard left liberal political system, or they're going to retire. I think that Mitch McConnell, God has a tool or a way in which to end people's lives, death. Mitch McConnell isn't long for this life. His role in politics is about over. Same with Lindsey Graham. After Donald Trump is no longer, after the when the next person comes in to be president, Graham, all the Rhino Republicans, everything is going to change. There will be no election in 2028. This is the final, what we would assume or consider, or what we can call an election season. It's not. It's already rigged. It's rigged by who? Continuity of government. Continuity of government has rigged the coming election. It's already done. They already have the person that they want to put in. The person is waiting, anxiously, but he'll wait. He has to wait because he knows that he cannot take power once again until God allows him to take power. Donald Trump will not be the coming president. And like I say, there's going to be a great disappointment. A disappointment like not just the Trump people, but the nation, when Donald Trump is no longer in politics, there's going to be fear, definitely, sadness, but I've been trying to just considering how am I going to present this to those who support Donald Trump. I'm a Donald Trump. For a while I was Donald Trump. Well, I'll put it this way. Donald Trump is in the Bible. He's the seventh king in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. So from that position, I am a Donald Trump advocate because he's in the Bible. But it does say that he continues a short space. He doesn't get two full terms, a short space. And his short space is about to end. And the individual that is to replace him is preparing for his return. So there's going to be a great disappointment. Everything in this country will change. There will be no 2028 election. There'll be this election season is the final election season in the United States of America. That's my view, opinion. Time is going to tell now. Time will prove me wrong or prove me right. But just looking at the field, looking at from above, trying to put things in perspective from up above, and knowing the power of continuity of government, the American people are in for a great disappointment. Not all of them. Many of the American people are going to rejoice when this new power, this new individual comes to power. Rick Rodriguez.
Holy flypaper!
Join me, J.D. Plorable, for Swamp Fight, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
We'll be right back. Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button. The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
So, I hate the one to bring the bad news to so many people. The landscape of the political world is going to change forever. This election here in 2024 has already been planned. And we know who it's not going to go to. Nikki Haley, globalist, won't go to her. It will go back to the Democrats. America will be in the hands of Democrat control to the end. The next individual that will come in as president, Donald Trump. Joe Biden isn't the president. We don't have to worry about him. The person that's coming is going to, first thing that's going to happen is he's going to begin to try to quench the conflicts in the Middle East. That will be the priority. To, you might say, put the handcuffs on Israel. Ankle cuffs, handcuffs. Israel, when Israel is finished with this regional war, Israel is going to be the sole country who really, apart from the United States, is going to give direction to the nations in the Middle East. Then Russia is going to come, and there's going to be the second big regional conflict with Russia, Iran, Turkey, I think probably some Ukrainian forces, nations from up in that area, Ethiopia, Libya from Africa, will be involved in this great second war, the great Russian-Iran war, Persian war, with the Allies. and they will be destroyed. And then 7 years after, 7 years maybe in 4 or 5 months, 7.5 years following the Great Russian War, then Armageddon is going to take place. And at Armageddon, you'll have all the forces of Antichrist, all of the Islamic armies, China, the armies of Antichrist, which would be the Western nations, will be in Israel for the final battle. We're not too far away. Continuity of government. Senior executive service, intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, the Rhino Republicans are part of continuity of government. The elected judges at the Supreme Court are part of continuity of government. Donald Trump is not going to ever return to power in the White House. And I know that's disappointing, but it's something that the Trump supporters and the people who are hoping for the replacement of Joe Biden, they're hoping that Donald Trump would be the replacement. And most don't care about Donald Trump necessarily. But they know that he would be better than Donald Trump, that he would be better than Joe Biden. But Joe Biden, he was never president. His nurse wife was never first lady. This is fiction. This is a myth. There's been a spell on the minds of the American people. A great, great, great magic. The American people have been hypnotized. American people don't know the truth. They don't want to know the truth. So, now I am going to shift to, I was talking about a great vacuum. Ross Perot, I'm going to quote Russ Perot. He stated in his 1992 presidential debate, quote, "We've got to stop sending jobs overseas. It's pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers and you can't move your factory south to the border, pay $1 an hour for labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element in making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, no retirement, you don't care about anything but making money, there's a great sucking sound going south. When Mexico's jobs come up from $1 an hour to $6 an hour, and ours goes down to $6 an hour, and then it's level again, But in the meantime, you've wrecked the country with these kinds of deals. So there's a great sucking sound. Jobs going south. Well, there's another great sucking sound. And it is the great sucking sound of immigrants from the nations of the world coming north into the United States. There's a vacuum in the United States. So you have a great sucking sound, immigrants coming north. It's in the Bible. It's in Jeremiah. Jeremiah said one of the punishments of America was going to be military or armies coming from the nations of the world into this country. I have an article here from theflybog.com to prove the point. This was an individual. His name was Brett Weinstein. I'm sorry, his brother, Weinstein's brother, Eric Weinstein. stated this in 1947. This was a someone, I don't know if it's a newspaper, but here's the point. There will be large masses of refugees from Islamic countries that will enter and settle the Nordic countries of Europe, especially in Germany, due to calls from an irresponsible ruler who will cause mass exodus of human beings, especially from Africa, Arabia, the Near East. The industrialized countries will be flooded with economic refugees and asylum seekers, mainly from the African continent, which will turn everything into an insoluble, soluble problem. This will also be the case when refugees from the Middle East, from war-torn countries, and from Islamic terrorist organizations will break into Europe, among them many criminals, violent criminals, and terrorists. I'm going to stop. I'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Well, I guess the person that was speaking of these refugees in 1947 is an S-F-A-T-H, Sfath. I thought it was Eric Weinstein, but it's not. It's a person by the name of Sfath. I'm going to continue. All the armies, countries involved with these erroneous will then erroneously assume that this Islamic degenerated terrorist organization will have come to an end, which will by no means be the case. because the view of the future proves that this terrorist organization will continue to exist worldwide in secret. This has actually been the truth. With thousands of refugees, fugitive penetrators of the original terrorist organization returning unmolested to their home countries or being sheltered and protected as fraudulent refugees in some country or another. In particular, the emerging union dictatorship and self-important and power-obsessed, yet incompetent and in various respects insane leader in Germany will advocate open hands to offer shelter and protection to returnees and fugitives from the Islamic terrorist organizations. I think this is when the UN, I think she's referring to the United Nations, and at that time I don't know who was the president of the UN, but I think that's who she's actually speaking of. In 1949, actually, there are things and facts that the human beings are not of today are not yet able to imagine, such as what I have also mentioned elsewhere in the other predictions. For example, that the future will bring refugees who, as a result of wars and poverty, unemployment and political turmoil, will burden the world and many, and mainly Europe and the United States, with problems that cannot be solved to everyone's satisfaction. And it is estimated that by 2050, there will be some 250 million refugees who will leave their homes because of climate change and seek refuge in northern countries, hoping that they will have an honest living. Now, by 2050, actually, you have 2021, you have the 2025-2030 agendas. By 2050, we won't have these problems, because every month things are escalating, which are indicating that there are more problems that have no solution, no answers, that there's no resolutions to anything. At this rate, there cannot be a 2050, because the world will be, it will be over. So this is why Christ in Matthew 24 stated that if he doesn't return, no flesh is going to be saved. The problems, there will be no answers. There'll be no way that the people of the world jointly will be able to bring the rulers, the wicked, rich people that rule the earth to justice, because they will control everything, and they really have the upper hand presently. And the reason I can say that is because they are the ones that control artificial intelligence. They control the media. They are the ones now who have all the ways of manufacturing food. 90% of the food in the Western world is produced by mega corporations. So they hold food. Now we're going to a new digital currency. So there is no way for the intelligent people even to destroy their mechanism of control, their apparatus of terror and control. It is a panoptic world. It's a scientific dictatorship. We've heard these terms, but it's come to pass. If you read the book of Revelation, chapter 13, it is evident. They have the power and will have the way in which, if you don't take a mark or worship an image or take a number, you will not be able to buy and sell. And these people that rule this world, what I'm reading to you about how they will take the refugees from all the countries of the world and shift them and move them into Europe, Central and Eastern Europe, and into the United States, into South America. This is one of the ways in which they destroy the economies of the nations. They bring in these people coming in to this country, for example. They cause mayhem, chaos, havoc. And now with the defunding the law enforcement, this is the perfect plan to destroy this country.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the Exhibit Building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado.
Phone number 970-581-5231. See you there.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
What they do, they smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers,
all you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah.
You better beware the great sucking sound. The world's young men, the military men, the young men of the nations coming into the United States, into Europe. These are the plagues. This is also considered to be in the Bible a plague when you have a nation with no boundaries. It's a curse. When you have a nation that doesn't protect its boundaries and they allow hordes of people to come in, it's a plague. It's something unimaginable. You have no way to protect yourself from what is coming across the border. And it is known now that many of these people coming from South America, they have diseases coming in from Africa. They have diseases that the American people have no immunity at this point. They have no way to fight what is coming. Well, this is what happens when a nation turns its back on God. And this country, the fact is, as a nation, we have turned our back on God. There's no Bible in the schools, no prayer in the schools. There's no giving God honor from the positions in the government at the government level. There's no one blessing the American people like Donald Trump. He would bless the American people. God bless America. No more of that. And when this next president comes in, there will be no glory given to God at all. And the war against Christianity will begin. The great war against Christianity will begin. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, it makes it very clear, just kind of one time in the book of Revelation, that it says that the dragon, the devil, goes to make war with the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, and the Christian people. So, presently, what has been holding back the flood of evil has been the Constitution. The Constitution is sick, emaciated, on the IV, and the Constitution of this country is being destroyed, and it is basically done. When the judges won't prosecute the guilty, and when all of the people of the country are demanding, like with the situation with Donald Trump, the Supreme Court, waiting to see how the Supreme Court is going to judge in this matter, what their vote is going to be on this matter of Donald Trump being removed from ballots all over the country, not allowed to be on the ballot. Well, the Constitution is feeble, and once the Constitution is gone, the war with the dragon and Christianity and Israel is going to begin. It's already begun, but it's going to begin in the open. A great war coming against Christ and the Jewish people. I'm done for today. A great sucking sound. The militaries of the world coming into America, coming through the southern border. And the Constitution is about to, is just about, demise is very near. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696. Or PCsandParts.com.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort. Hey, folks.